All right, so you know that feeling, right? Like when music just
Yeah.
kind of hits you right in
Yeah.
the feels, you know? Well, that's what we're going to be diving into today.
Okay.
That's what this whole deep dive is about, really.
Cool.
It's about Eddie Van Halen
All right.
and I think why he's so much more
Yeah.
than just, just a guitar god.
Right.
So to get into this, we're going to be looking at
Yeah.
a piece by music producer Max Quaney.
Oh, cool.
And it's a personal reflection that he wrote.
Okay.
And it all started when he
Interesting.
was watching these YouTube reaction videos. Have you ever, like, you ever felt that way? Like, when you see somebody discover your favorite band for the first time,
It's the
and you're
best.
just like, where have you been all
You
along?
have it.
I love it.
It's great.
It's so fun.
And Quaney actually had like this
Yeah.
get off my lawn moment when he was watching these.
Love that. People experience Eddie Van Halen
Yeah.
for the very first time,
Oh, wow.
jaws on the floor,
I can imagine.
completely blown away.
Yeah.
And he was just like, wait a minute.
Right?
How have you never heard
Like, how is this
of
possible?
Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah.
It's like discovering electricity or something, right?
I know. It's like,
It's hard for me to imagine a
no,
world
a world without EVH.
where EVH isn't like a household name,
I know exactly.
especially for those of us
Like,
who like
right.
grew up with this music.
Right.
So
Yeah.
I kind of want to get into this, like,
Yeah, what is it about him?
what was it about his music
Yeah.
that sparked this whole
Yeah.
deep
Give a
reflection?
deeper reflection. What is
Like,
that?
what? Yeah,
Yeah.
I've set the scene for us.
Yeah.
What
Oh,
was it
yeah.
about EVH?
Quaney talks about
Okay.
a performance from the Live Without a Net concert.
Okay.
Picture this. Okay.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar introduces Eddie. They crack a joke, and Eddie kind of strolls on stage,
Right.
real casual, you know,
Yeah.
sits down, places a cigarette on the headstock of his
Bye.
guitar. Like, it's just an ashtray.
Classic EVH.
And starts playing this
Ring.
real quiet, bluesy intro,
Yeah.
and the audience is just like hanging on every note.
Shake
And
that
it,
hill.
you know, and then boom,
Oh, yeah.
he kicks it into high gear.
Right.
The guitar just erupts.
Yeah.
He's flying across the fretboard with this
Yeah.
insane shredding and tapping,
Oh,
you know, where he uses both hands on the neck to
yeah.
create those like lightning fast melodies,
Yeah.
and the crowd just goes
It's
wild.
electric. It's that
Yeah.
contrast, that quiet blues into
Right.
this like explosive energy. It's like a musical roller coaster.
It is.
But what's interesting is
Yeah.
that Quaini actually talks about how this
Yeah.
performance impacted him
Oh, wow.
on like an emotional level.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he wasn't having the best day,
Yeah.
but after listening to EVH,
Interesting.
this huge smile just spread across his face,
Wow.
and he felt genuinely happy.
Wow, that's powerful.
Isn't that interesting?
That's so cool.
How music can have that effect on
Yeah,
us.
it's incredible.
Have you ever
Actually,
felt that way where like
for sure.
music just completely shifts your mood?
Yeah.
It's like more than just entertainment at that
It
point.
is. It's like
It's transformative.
it's transformative. It's
Yeah.
powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
There's actually a science to it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
What is it?
So certain musical patterns,
Yeah.
like a driving beat or a soaring melody, can actually trigger
What drink?
the release of dopamine in our brains.
Wow.
And dopamine,
I
it's
love.
associated with feelings of pleasure
Oh, I
and
so.
reward.
Yeah.
So it's literally like,
That makes sense. Your brain is giving you a high five for listening to awesome music.
I love that.
Right.
So we're like hardwired for this kind of emotional response to music.
Yeah, we are.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. And, you know, it goes
Yeah.
beyond just the chemicals, too. I
Okay.
mean, music is also really deeply intertwined with our memories and emotions.
Right.
Like, think about it.
Okay.
A particular song can instantly transport us
Oh, I know.
back to a specific time or place, right?
Yeah.
Bringing back all those associated feelings.
For sure.
Think about it. Is there a song or an artist that does that for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't have those
Yeah.
musical time machines in their life?
Exactly.
But going back to EVH,
Yeah.
Quaney Alji was saying that
Yeah.
this ability to like evoke joy and connection
Yeah.
is actually what solidified Eddie as like a lifelong influence for him.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's really
So
cool.
it's not just about
It's not just about the technical
the
skills.
skill, it's about the feeling,
It's.
about the emotional impact.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen had this way
Yeah.
of like connecting with people of such a personal level through his music.
Absolutely.
You know, it's more than just...
It's about creating something.
Shredding on a guitar.
Experience.
It's about creating an experience.
Yeah.
A feeling.
A feeling.
You know?
Yeah.
So as we wrap up here, I think it's worth asking ourselves...
Okay.
Who are the artists that have that kind of impact on us?
Yeah.
You know, whose music...
That's a good question.
...evokes those strong feelings for us.
Yeah.
Whether it's
yeah.
joy, sadness... Nostalgia, you know, whatever.
For sure.
And what is it about their music
yeah.
that makes it resonate so deeply with us?
Yeah. What is that?
Is it a specific memory?
Yeah.
Shared experience?
Yeah.
Or something else entirely?
Interesting.
So, yeah, I think that's something worth thinking about.
Yeah.
Take a moment, put on some of your favorite music.
Yeah.
Let it wash over you
mm-hmm.
and appreciate the way that it makes you feel.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
Cool.
See you next time.
See ya.